Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldster, dictating an endoscopy report on Bertilda Espana, date of birth 8/2/1966, date of procedures May 24, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldster. Dio, referring physician is Dr. Thomas Harris. Indication is colorectal cancer screening. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy, pellicectomy, and cold snare pellicectomy, as well as cold biopsy. Description, procedure, and form of symptoms of pain, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion. There's an minimum 0 experience of patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the flower position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymph sodium colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix or elastic valve and confluence of the folds, period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Retroflexure is obtained of the rectum period. Boston Bowel Prep score is graded as a 7-2-3-2. A fair, good prep. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The terminal ileum, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. For IBD. Next line. There was evidence of right-sided erythema and erosions that were patchy and not continuous. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Next line. There were erythema and punctate erosions noted in the transverse colon / hepatic flexure area. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Histology, next line. In the descending colon, on the left side of the colon, particularly in the sigmoid colon area, there was evidence of punctate erosions as well as erythema. Comma biopsies were obtained in this area for histology and further evaluation. Next line. There were 4 diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy pellicectomy. Next line. There were 4 descending colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy and cold snare pellicectomy, period. 2 were approximately 8 to 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare pellicectomy, and the other 2 were diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy pellicectomy. Next line. In the ascending colon, there was an approximately 1 centimeter lipoma, comma. This did have a positive pillow sign, and biopsies were obtained with evidence of fat extruding from the site. Next line. There were 4 polyps in the transverse colon, period. 3 were ranged in size from 7 to 10 millimeters and removed with cold snare polypectomy. The other was diminutive in size and cold biopsy polypectomy. All were sessile. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend if pathology is consistent with IBD, would recommend obtaining labs and discussion for medications in the clinic. Next line. Recommend colonoscopy in 1 year pending path given the number of polyps. Next line. If polyps are sessile serrated adenomas or tubular adenomas and greater than 10, comma, would recommend genetic testing. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.